This two-part invention by J.S. Bach, number 8 in his series of two-part inventions for harpsichord, was performed here by violinist Janine Janssen and violist Maxim Risenov. And it is the lower of those two voices, Maxim Risenov's viola, that we'll return to later on today on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath, and welcome to the Bach Hour on 99.5 Boston's All Classical Station. Each week on our program, we explore the vast range of music written by this composer that many consider the cornerstone of Western art music. And we undertake that exploration through instrumental works, transcriptions, and, in a continuation of a longtime Boston radio tradition, the Sacred Cantatas. Our website has more information about the program, as well as extra resources to enable your own personal exploration. You can find us at 99.5allclassical.org, and that's also where you'll find a translation of the cantata number 92, which is coming right up. Again, we're at 99.5allclassical.org. Well, the cantata number 92, Ich habe in Gottes Herz und Sinn, or I Have Given Over to God's Heart and Mind, is in a category called chorale cantatas. These are pieces Bach wrote by starting with a hymn that would have been well known to his congregations in Leipzig. He then reconstructed opening and closing movements in which the text is exactly the same as what the congregation would sing, and the melody remained prominent. And then, for the rest of the verses of the hymn, he would work with the librettist to set paraphrased texts in the form of recitatives and arias. The result is a work that Bach's audience could relate to very directly, and that also reflected aspects of the service for the particular day on which it was performed. And the aspects reflected in the cantata 92 begin through a chorale with the inward perspective of an individual meditating on complete devotion to the divine, with a text translating as, I have given over to God's heart and mind my own heart and mind. It has a mysterious quality about it, but with its basis in that chorale tune, a solidity as well. The bass takes over with a recitative that, once again, begins with the familiar first phrase of the hymn, only to elaborate in new directions that reflect the nature of faith as something that is at times confident and at other times tested when, quote, the waves seize me and their fury rushes with me to the abyss. The tenor picks up on that dramatic imagery in an aria that describes anything not under God's watch as breaking, shredding, and toppling. The alto section of the choir then returns to that mysterious sound world of the opening chorale, reminding the listener both of the hymn tune and of the introspective nature of the piece. And then the tenor and bass soloists return us to the dramatic storms of life in a recitative and aria. Another combination of recitative and chorale once again sets up that tension between rock-solid faith and earthly turbulence, and the movement ends with the soprano soloist singing the words, "My heart can peacefully calm itself, and I can prepare a new song to the Prince of Peace," after which she sings that new song, an aria with a warm, intimate feeling, enhanced by the glow of an oboe d'amour accompaniment. The final chorale caps off the piece with that return to the familiar hymn that underpinned everything that came before. Well, remember, you can access a translation of the cantata number 92 by going to 99.5allclassical.org, where you'll find a link to the translation provided by Boston's Emmanuel Music. Here's a performance of Ich habe in Gottes Herz und Sinn, the cantata number 92 by Bach, featuring soprano soloist Yukari Nonoshita, tenor Jan Kobov, and bass Dominic Werner, with Bach Collegium Japan and conductor Masaaki Suzuki.
Thank you. Genossen hier, wie selbst der treue Zeuge spricht, mit Rassel und mit grausen Knallen, die Berge und die Hügel fallen. Mein Heiland aber trüget nicht, mein Vater muss mich lieben. Durch Jesu rotes Blut bin ich in seine Hand geschrieben, er schützt mich doch, wenn ich lebt der Herr auf großen Wassern noch, er hat mir selbst mein Leben zugeteilt, drum werden sie mich nicht ersäufen. Wenn mich die Wellen schon ergreifen und ihre Wut mit mir zum Atmen teilt, so den Sinn mit Petro auf ihn werde lenken. Er will mich stark im Glauben machen. Er will vor meine Seele wachen und mein Gemüt, das immer fand und weicht, Beständigkeit nichts gleicht, gewöhnen fest zu stehen. Mein Fuß soll fest bis an der Tage letzten Rest sich hier auf diesen Felsen gründen, halt ich den Stand. Lasse mich in felsenfestem Glauben finden, weiß seine Hand, die mir schon vom Himmel bald zu rechter Zeit mich wieder zu. Oh.
verzagen und uns mit Fleisch und Blut, weil wir in Gottes Hut so furchtsam wie bisher befragen. Ich denke dran, wie Jesus nicht gefürcht das tausendfache Leiden. Er sah es an als eine Quelle ewiger Freude. Und dir, mein Christ, wird deine Angst und Qual, dein bitter Kreuz und Pein um Jesu Willen heim und Zucker sein. Vertraue Gottes Wort und merke noch, was nötig ist.
Das Tausend von Ich unfehlbar seh dich.
The cantata number 92 by J.S. Bach, Ich habe in Gottes Herz und Sinn. That was a performance conducted by Masaaki Suzuki with Bach Collegium Japan and soprano soloist Yukari Nonoshita, tenor Jan Koboff, and bass Dominic Werner. Next week on the Bach Hour, I hope you can join me for the cantata number 181, Leichtgesinnte Flattergeister. Again, that's the cantata number 181 next week here on the Bach Hour. And coming up today, it's violist Maxim Rizanov. You're listening to the Bach Hour on 99.5 Boston's all-classical station, a service of WGBH. Welcome back to the Bach Hour. I'm Brian McCreath. Maxim Rizanov is originally from the Ukraine, but he's lived for several years in London, and those two geographical locations have informed his approach to music in general, and especially to the music of Bach. He says that coming through the Russian school of playing, he always heard Bach's music with deep sounds, heavy vibrato, and lots of sostenuto. But while respecting and living into that tradition, he's also learned to approach Bach from a lighter perspective, and his recording of three of the cello suites reflects that mix of influences. Here is violist Maxim Rizanov with Bach's Cello Suite No. 1.
Thank you.
When Bach composed his suites for solo cello, he actually had in mind what's called a shoulder cello, an instrument of the time that's a bit smaller than today's cello, but also larger than a viola, and held as you would a viola or violin. So, to Maxim Rizanov, it's really not too far a stretch to adapt these pieces for his instrument, the modern viola. That was the cello suite number 1 in G, performed by Maxim Rizanov. Well, remember, you can hear this program again, explore added resources, and even leave your own comments at our website, 99.5allclassical.org. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks also to our sound engineer here at 99.5, Jim Donahue. I'm Brian McCreath, and as we leave you now, here's a bit more from Maxim Rizanov, once again joined by violinist Janine Janssen, and now with cellist Torleif Tedain. These are two of the three-part inventions by Bach.